Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political news. It is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thanks.
Better. We went from 74 degrees just to the snow today, but what are you going to do? It is what it is.
Let's get out there and build that last snowman.
No, there's not that much of it, but, you know, what can I say? It's the last of April. I think it's this should be the end of it. I got apple trees blooming everywhere, cherry trees blooming. I hope they don't get bit back, but we'll see.
All right. Today is Wednesday, and we have Wendy Wilson joining us here in just a few short moments or minutes. First, we're going to go ahead and do the market report. We have gold today. Come on, computer. Okay, maybe we will, maybe we won't. Let's see. Here we go. Gold today in the New York spot price aftermarket, we have it up $15 at $1,795. Silver's up 78 cents, 3% at 26.70. Platinum was up $32 at $1,224. Palladium was the winner of the day, up almost 5%, $122, $2,940. The USDX today was down 0.07 at 91.13. Crude oil was down $1.64 at 61.03. And the paper markets today, the Dow closes 300 points higher. 317 to be exact, 34,138. The S&P was up 38 at 4,173, and the NASDAQ was up 163 at 13,950. So the NASDAQ was up almost 1.25%. And let's see if there's any other interesting news out there. Let me get to the bonds. See what the bonds did today. 10-year yield, 1.55. Not too much change from yesterday. Europe and Asia. Asia was down overnight, but Europe was up. And that's about it, Butch. There's lots to talk about when we come back from the when we come into the second segment of the program today. But first, we have Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. She joins us each and every Wednesday. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melanie. Hello, hi. Pastor Butch.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's a sunny day here in it's sunny here in North Carolina. It's a little breezy, but it's nice. Very nice.
That's all right.
Yep, I don't miss the snow, so you can keep your snow. I don't want any of that. We're going to talk about the human hack and a little bit of nanotechnology and shed some light a little bit on the topic because a lot of people don't know what nanotech is. So, and I've got a couple of calls asking what nanotechnology is and what's the purpose of it, especially in vaccines. Well, that's a good question because in general, nanotechnology is matter on an atomic level in molecule size. So that's your scale. Human eye can't see that. So there is technology that has been in development. This nanotech has been in development for over 70 years, and technology advancements have kind of pushed this field into the limelight in the last 40 years. So everything on Earth is made up of atoms, your food, your building materials, clothes, all life forms. So let's look at nanotechnology because it is on an atomic level. So the nanotechnology in a flexible application can be used across many scientific fields like biology, chemistry, engineering, physics, material science. So physical materials forms can be altered under atomic nanotechnology scales. Well, physicist Richard Feynman, he sparked interest in this idea of nanotechnology in the mid-1950s. The concept was so new at that point, it didn't have a name yet. But these were ideas that were batted around by scientists regarding manipulating or controlling atoms and molecules. So 10 years later, a professor called Norio Taniguchi, he coined the term nanotechnology. So in 1981, a new microscope was developed. This is new equipment. It was being developed in order to see atoms and how you can influence them. So this is a very small matter that engineers work with, which is about 1 to 100 nanometers. Let me give you a size comparison. 25,400 nanometers to 1 inch. With regard to the width of human hair, you'd find 80 to 100,000 nanometers in there. 100,000 nanometers would make up the thickness of a sheet of your newspaper. And if a marble were a nanometer, you know, kids play with marbles, but if that was a nanometer, 1 meter would be the size of the planet Earth. So these are all tools they're developing, and science has developed these microscopes that can see what the human eye can't. So in order to manipulate atoms on a molecule level, microscopes that scan and even tunnel were created, and they call them STMs, for scanning tunneling microscope. So why so small? Why even bother to go to this small atomic level? Well, why did science go to this molecule scale? Well, when science deliberately goes to a nanoscale material level, they say it can change the composition of the material. So often the small scale will enhance their control. For instance, it gives them additional strength of the properties they're working with, makes them more durable, makes them lighter. Often it offers additional control over the light spectrum, so they can reflect light better with nanoparticles. It offers better chemical reactivity, as well as different magnetic properties can be controlled. It is often water repellent, self-cleaning, and antimicrobial. So that's why they say they go to the atomic molecule level. So let's look at some of the things the nanotechnology can do. So in the world of nanoparticles, just about anything really can be imagined. Okay, science can create nanoparticles and that can, you know, self-assemble without outside direction. Nanoparticles are often found in nature. Human and animal blood have oxygen-transporting proteins inside red blood cells that are 5.5 nanometers in diameter. So other natural forms of your nanoparticles would be smoke from a fire, a campfire, volcanic ash, as well as sea spray from the ocean. So nanoparticles have different shapes in natural nature. They can be the shape of a tube, wire shapes, films, flakes, or shell-shaped. And the bounds are endless in the nanotechnology field, making products such as medical devices, drugs, environmental products, automobile industry, computer science devices, and a lot more. So it's a very broad field, and it's, you know, up for grabs. So let's get to that question about nanotechnology and vaccines. So the debate if nanotechnology is in today's vaccines, it is really not debatable at this point. It is a fact. According to Creative Biolab, which makes vaccines, they have a full line of custom nanoparticle services. They claim the nanotechnology is an advancement in vaccine manufacturing, and some of the benefits they cite for the nanotechnology are they think it helps protect the antigen and the adjuvants from premature degrading in the vaccine. They say it offers more efficient delivery of the vaccine and its antigens, and also they say it improves on the antigen uptake. Let's read a quote from Creative Biolabs. They say, nanotechnology benefits modern vaccine design, since nanomaterials are ideal for antigen delivery, adjuvants, and it mimics the viral structures. And the first such vaccine used in clinical trials was the mRNA vaccine through lipid nanoparticles, and that's what you have rolled out now. So if you go to CDC website and you ask what's in the Pfizer vaccine, you're going to see a bunch of lipids listed. So what some people may not realize is that when they manufacture these nanoparticles, they have to use gold. Did you guys know that?
Of course.
Of course you did.
Of course.
Okay. So, yeah, they use, Yeah, they use gold. So, and I believe the nanotech in the vaccines is really to benefit the vaccine's immune system control effects or compromising effects. So, and it's all government supported. So the nanotechnology is really supported by our governments. And in a short time, I predicted this back in 2014. This is what I said in 2014. In a short time, it is predicted that strong campaigns will be launched to overcome the social norms which would object to or hammer against this nano invasion. So I said the technology will erase all privacy, the need for other physical IDs. Paper medical records will go away. Flash drives will be obsolete. Cell phones as well as cameras, going to your banks, teller machines, even visas, passports, keys, and even pen and paper. So nanotechnology is going to erase all of those things. The technology will be marketed to counter missing persons, save your resources, save the planet. It will be advertised as making life more secure. When society rolls over and accepts all the nanotechnology control, you're going to say goodbye to individualism, privacy, freedom, and I think godliness. So this is a Pandora's box, folks. It really is. Let me read you this quote from CD Bioparticles, because nanotechnology is not always so stable. So what often is not reported in mainstream media is that nanoparticles in your vaccines is kind of new, so new that it still has its problems. And according to CD Bioparticles, the nanotechnology in vaccines has safety issues. They said, quote, live attenuated vaccines can exhibit safety drawbacks that could potentially induce pathogenic diseases. So this may be why the FDA's working list of side effects lists that the mRNA vaccines with nanotech in humans in them include on their list. They had, quote, other vaccine-induced diseases. That was at the bottom of their list, which, you know, I was shocked that they admitted that. So both the Moderna, the Pfizer, these are COVID vaccines. They need to be kept cold due to the messenger RNA vaccines. These serums take the human cells and turn them into manufacturing centers to produce a particular coronavirus protein. So the cells use your mitochondria to do that. And we're told that this will engage the immune system, which has the potential to attack, you know, the patient's cells, and that do contain the COVID markers already in them. So it's kind of like going to give you, the science will say you have an autoimmune disease, but what it is your immune system sees the COVID from the vaccine that you took, and it's in your cells now, and it attacks you. So that's what it's going to do. Modern medicine at its greatest.
What's the difference with Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot. It's a one-shot. It's not a series of shots. And from what my big picture take on these vaccines is they have issues with cardiovascular, the brain, the nervous system, and also immune system. So a lot of blood clots or internal bleeding can happen. I think the Johnson & Johnson has that problem. So it's not all, and the thing is the legal and medical definition of a vaccine is that it protects you from disease. But the spin on these experimental COVID vaccines is it won't protect you from COVID, but it'll keep you from dying should you get COVID. So that's not protecting you from getting COVID. So it's really not a vaccine.
Try telling that to everybody that got the shot.
Well,
it is really amazing that they're petrified.
Well, I mean, there's people just, you know, I'm sad to say, because of the COVID and the lockdowns, that they're rolling the dice saying, what do we got to lose? Because the people are really depressed about being cooped up. And then some people that are so distraught, you know, emotionally by all of this, you know, yes. A lot of them are using it as a euthanasia attempt, you know.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. So I think Pastor Sanders said he had a gentleman that attended his church came to an evening service. They kind of had some information there on the vaccines. They even had like a video clip from doctors explaining, the potential risk of dying from getting the vaccine. And he goes right out and gets it, and he dies from getting it. And I said, did he have like a suicidal intent? You just don't know about people sometimes, you know. But I just know that it's a very common virus, COVID. It's an influenza bug. Most people have been exposed to it already, and I'm backed up by Johann Gazik. He's a famous virologist who confirms all of that and says that it's going to be a problem for just a minority of people that tend to have metabolic illness already. And so, and that's the same for any influenza. You know, look at the people in the nursing homes. If they get regular flu, they tend to be compromised by just the regular flu.
That's true.
Yeah.
And when they bust up like that, it does spread. That's true. That really is true. But you know,
right.
but the vaccines are not proven. They're experimental, and they are killing people, making a lot more of them sick.
Right.
So I can't imagine that. I'd rather gamble with the flu or whatever than with the vaccine.
Well, you know, and from what I've been talking with virologists and chief virologists of the FDA, Dr. Morrison, these are tools that the big pharma complex uses and modern medicine uses, and it's really to generate patients. It's not really to, you know, keep you from getting disease. So, and I asked him, I said, what's with the booster shots, Dr. Morris, chief virologist? And he said, well, if they gave you the full amount of serum in one shot, it would kill you.
Oh, that's encouraging.
So that's why they give it to you in separate shots.
So it just kill you slower.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. There's a lot of people need to learn and realize things aren't always what they seem to be. And isn't that true in this time frame we're in?
That is very true. Very true.
Absolutely. So I'm just sticking with the Lord and his herbs, seeking his face, and his might is sufficient. That's how I look at it.
Amen. He's still sovereign. He's still on the throne. If it's my time to go, I'm going. If it's not, I'm not. That's just that easy.
Right. And in the meantime, he says, use herbs because I gave them here for your service.
That's
to help.
Right. That's right.
So we have a full pandemic kit if anybody's worried. It goes along with flus and everything. It's very broad spectrum. So they can call us at Apothecary Herbs toll free at 866-229-3663 to inquire about it. They can get a free catalog. Our website, it's also on the website, thepowerherbs.com.
All right. I appreciate it, Wendy. Thank you. And we'll be back in just a few short minutes. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TeamUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch, we live in such strange times.
Oh, to say the least.
Uncertain times, and, you know, it's getting a little old.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It is. And, you know, things, a lot of times, you and I know this, a lot of folks don't think about this, nanobots are basically small computers. That can link you up to computers and your cell phone, different things. Could be another way of tracking people.
Well, I mean, I've been reading articles. I mean, I've seen the headlines and so forth, and I have no doubt that they're not true. But they're mixing humans with animals.
Oh, yeah,
with
chimpanzees. Yes, of course, yes.
It's just like the world truly is insane. These people, who are these people, is what I want to know.
And why do they want to mess with things that are contrary to what nature even is? I'm not just saying that God created, but if you just believe in nature, why would you want to mix these things? Why would you mix human with pigs or chimpanzees? Of course they're doing it because they want to do that. They want to see what's going to come out of it. Could the chimeras come out of it? Who knows what crossbreed going to be? You just don't know these things, and who knows what they're doing that we don't know about that's already living in cages somewhere.
Well, you know, that's really true, because I mean they are far beyond.
They are
when we find out about things, far beyond than what we're talking about today.
At least 50 years ahead of us.
Absolutely. I mean, look how long ago they started talking about cloning people.
Yes. Yep.
So there isn't anything that's real. There really is only one thing that's real, and that's God.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean,
that's
that really is the only thing that's real.
I mean, the Vatican was trying to tunnel into David's tomb to get the DNA so they can have Christ reborn. They want the Messiah to come back. This sounds all like science fiction. But the scientists right now are trying to use DNA to clone dinosaurs and different things. You know, bring them back to life. And these are no longer science fiction. DNA is really the key to life, I guess you could say. And DNA itself, because it's so unique and so powerful, proves that it had to be a creation, because no two peoples are alike. So it's just, I sit back and marvel at this, and the science and what scientists has proven, but they're fools with it. They don't understand how precious it is, and they want to play with it.
And they always do it in the name of good.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's anything but.
Of course.
And even if it starts out as being good, the corruption, the monetary push takes it to a different level. And that's how everything starts out. You know, that's what,
of course.
You know, somebody told me a long time ago. It's like, you know, all through the centuries, you had evil that always tried to push to, you know, would rear its ugly head. But there was enough religion to push it back underground until they came to realize, it's like, well, you know what? If we show that we're doing good, we can do all the evil behind the scenes. And it's like, that is just exactly, you have all of these people, all these corporations, all these businesses, all these hospitals, all these, you know, that, you know, tell people, oh, the propaganda, we're doing good things and, you know, you're going to live longer. Look at these medications, you're going to live better and longer and so forth.
And then just look at what they're doing behind everything. We're nothing but test objects anymore.
That's very true. And a matter of fact, I didn't get to share this the other day, but I have it in front of me somewhere here. Several agencies in our government, let me see if I can find it real quick, because I think this is very important. I wouldn't take time to do it if it didn't. We didn't have time to do it the other day, but, oh yeah, here it is. Federal policy for the protection, now listen to this wording, federal policy for the protection of human subjects. Hmm. Now, this is not made up. I have the 7 CFR Part 1C, 10 CFR Part 745, a whole bunch of references to it. The United States Department of Agriculture, Department of Energy, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Department of Commerce, Consumer Product Safety Commission, International Development, Development Corporation Agency, Agency for International Development, Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of Justice, Department of Defense, Department of Education, Department of Veterans Affairs, Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Health and Human Services, National Science Foundation, Department of Transportation are all, as of June 18, 1991, has set forth a common rule that requires for protection of human subjects involved in research conducted or funded by the following federal departments that I just read to you. What do you think about that? Human subjects. What do you think they called HHS? I'm going to get the word
resources.
Right now. Human resources. We are, according to this, human
subjects. Can we get reparation?
Exactly. But, you know, this is June 18th, 1991. All these departments have set forth a common rule that requires them to protect their human subjects involved in research. And most of them don't know they're involved in research, I'm sure.
No.
So, I mean, the experimental shots given, they're experimental shots, at best are experimental, probably worse than that. But they've never been proven, but millions of people are taking them, and thousands are dying and getting sick. Unbelievable. Then the vice president of Pfizer, Yearning has come out and said they're wanting to kill you. Vice President of Pfizer said this. He had nothing to gain by saying that and everything to lose.
Well, unless they canned him and he had a personal objective. But
I think he was canned afterwards. So anyway, that's what I understand.
I'm not sure about that.
But. You have to read the article. I read the article, but it's so much there, it just blew my mind anyway. But you know, then we have the human subjects come out here. I think it goes hand in hand. I'm amazed. I'm totally amazed that we just been going on. You've heard of the what was that they did down in Alabama with the black gentleman? They had given syphilis and said they were treating for syphilis. But they kept injecting more into them.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the experiment. Back in the 1930s, they were doing this to people.
And yeah, I can't think of it either. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I understand that. It's in name of Tabas. Anyway, so this isn't anything new. It's probably only going on before that. But so, yeah, I'm convinced there are evil powers out there that really don't give a hoot and you know where about us.
Tuskegee.
Tuskegee.
That's what I thought it was, but yes. I wanted to make sure.
There you go. Got it. Okay, but anyway, so that's where we are. We can look at it and shrug our shoulders and walk away and pretend it isn't happening, but it is happening. It truly is every day. Anyway, you go ahead, Melody. I'll shut up a minute.
Well, no. I mean, it's just, just for, you know, I guess just everything that's happening and just everything that is, it's just getting more insane when you listen to what these people are talking about and you listen to what they're saying and what they're referencing. It's like, where are they coming from? Who are these people? Mm-hmm. Don't they understand what they're saying? And I said, talked a little bit yesterday and this morning when I was on Beth Ann's program, you know, I'm experiencing it here. I think I mentioned it here on Monday. I'm experiencing it where I live because I haven't taken the vaccine, and I'm beginning to be an outcast. I'm being treated differently, and it's just I don't know. It's just bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is. And well, I just mentioned when the human test subjects that was 30 years ago, Melody, 1991. Well, and I just now heard about it 30 years later. How much have they added to that in the last 30 years?
Wow.
So something you need to think about, folks. This is for real.
And the only thing, the only life jacket that we can have going through all this is gold. Second thing. This is the second thing that we can have, you know. And all of this is, makes a difference in our finances. And that's what we always come back to. It all comes back to money.
Well, it does if people want to live beyond the collapse. I mean, if they want to try to survive through it, you're going to have something, Melody. You're going to have water and food and some kind of way of trading. And the dollar is not going to do it any longer. That's coming to an end. And everybody's going to come to an end. I mean, it's fiat. Well, you know, we were talking a few days ago about businesses can't find people to work because they draw more unemployment than they are working. Remember we talked about it a few days ago?
Yeah.
I went up to our local service station here yesterday morning to get some gas in my truck tires. I had to go haul some fertilizer and lime for the fields here. And I was talking to a guy that's putting the air in the tire, and there's a station in Richwood, which is about another 7 to 8 miles down the road from where I live. Can't get gasoline in their pumps. They can't find drivers to drive the trucks. People make more money being home. Now, true story. The same day yesterday, this was just a coincidence as far as I didn't plan it this way. Went over to Tractor Supply in Summersville, West Virginia. Had to pick up a couple of things there. And was talking to the lady. Works there. I've known her a long time. Her name is Dee. She worked there a lot of years. I said, how are things going? She said, good. I said, you sound kind of tired. She said, I am. I can't get out of here because we can't find anybody that will work. They're all staying home and making more money being at home. I thought, wow. Twice in the same day, I never thought about being affecting us around here that way, but it is. They can't find workers at Tractor Supply, and they can't find people to drive gasoline trucks to haul gasoline. So that has got to hurt the economy, don't you agree?
Well, yeah. You know, we talked about this before, where people around this area, people aren't working. People get more money being off work. If they go back to work, they get a little bit of a headache. They can't work for a week or so. They have to go in quarantine. And they get paid.
Yeah, more than they...
It's like a paid vacation. So, gee, I have a headache today.
Or if they were laid off for a while.
Yeah, but you can't blame them.
Well, no, of course not. Or if they were laid off for a while and they started drawing unemployment, even though the jobs come back, they don't want to go back. They're still drawing unemployment.
Yeah.
Now, that's America today, folks. That is called socialism. Right?
And they want to do more and more and more. LAUBI. Paid leave programs.
Yeah.
All from the U.S. taxpayer.
Well, we can afford it.
And you know what? And after a while, Butch, you start getting a little... I mean, I work a lot of hours.
Oh, yes.
Well, you work a lot of hours.
Yes, we do.
A lot of people work a lot of hours so they can have a retirement, so they can do this, so they can provide for their families. And it's getting harder and harder for them, because it all goes in the taxes to help for those who can't find jobs because government pushed them overseas. It's just insane.
It is insane. And, you know, we're talking about China and a digital yuan. I think I better share this before the break comes up. Digital yuan gives China a new tool to strike back at critics. Even as China grows in economic and military power, perhaps nothing reveals Beijing's weaknesses more than U.S. control of the global financial system. China has recently sought ways to counteract the U.S. sanctions after the Trump administration targeted Chinese officials and companies over policies from the South China Sea to Beijing. Hong Kong's leader can't access a bank account. Hong Kong's leader can't access a bank account, and a top executive at Huawei Technologies Company is detained in Canada. Even China's state-run banks are complying with U.S. sanctions. That's one reason the Biden administration is starting to study whether China's development of a digital currency will make it harder for the U.S. to enforce sanctions. Bloomberg reported earlier this month the digital yuan, which could see a wider rollout in 2022, Winter Olympics in Beijing is also spurring the U.S. to consider creating a digital dollar themselves. So I can see China's point. They don't want to worry about these sanctions, so they're going to develop a way to get around the dollar and control the U.S. And they're working at it. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, just what you said.
I don't know where this is going to lead. I really don't know. But the U.S. is losing its influence all over the world. McCall just tried to be too influential for so long, and then we sold out our base out as a leader in the world. All of our economic situations, all of our financial, all of our productive facilities have been moved overseas. So the United States has really become dependent on other countries, have we not?
We really have, and, you know, our auctions, our treasury auctions, they're not as, you know, they're getting, you know, they're not as popular as they once were, and you're beginning to see people pull away. And I think people are beginning, you know, the large investors, they're beginning to see the way. They're beginning to see what's going to happen. And you had a report a couple of weeks ago where the United States and China were now equal. Well, we're not going to stay equal.
No, we're not.
And who's got the most power to push off to become number one?
And who has the resources to do that
with? Both nations are hurting. Both nations are in bad shape.
Yes.
So I'm not quite sure. You know, we're certainly not going to become partners with China as much as this administration would like us to be. But I don't know.
Well, you stop back of our lifetime. You know, we built Japan.
Yep.
Because we built Japan. We built China. We built Russia. We did that with our own finances. And now they're big enough to more or less push back a little bit. But we did it on our own. We sent our production out of country to other countries, and they're prospering from it. Nothing wrong with that. They made the right move. We either did it ignorantly or on purpose, but nonetheless, we undermined our own economy. And that's just, and we were warned about it before it happened, being by people like, gosh, what was your name, President, off the train of thought, the little guy, Ross Perot, tried to warn the people, but no one paying attention. But they're going now. They are going. The great sucking sound come about just like he said it would.
And so there's no way the United States can compete with these third world countries. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TeamUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And what are you going to report on next, Butch?
Well, I got a question first. We were talking during the break there about precious metals. Has a premium come down any on precious metals?
Nope, they're only rising.
So the premium gap is still huge.
Yes, and it's getting bigger.
Because the price of gold and silver going up again.
Well, no. I still think there's a matter of gouging going on. But,
well, I'm sure. But the thing of it is,
silver, when silver dropped, was it last week or the week before, that's when the premiums increased.
See, that's gouging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're covering
their inventories.
Sure.
But the thing of it is, I can't not sell it. I mean, my price is, I'm like $2 lower than anybody online.
Because
I'm still charging the same prices we always charge. It's the wholesale premiums.
Yeah.
And so, again, the online, and it's just not only the online sellers, but it's a lot of them. And
well,
a wholesale company, and they rigged it. So they're rigging it to the upside instead of the downside.
Hmm? Boy,
they're great buys. Don't get
too.
Me wrong. What else are you going to do with your money?
It's true.
And I don't think premiums are going to come down. So maybe this is a good thing, you know, that premiums continue to rise and they're going to stay there. I just wish they would settle out. I'm going to try to do this while you bring us the next report to see if I can't go online and see how many Silver Eagles were actually purchased this month so far, just to see what the number is. There's no delays on anything.
Along that way, are Silver Eagles about the most popular coin purchased in silver?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes.
You mean go ahead and start another report while you look that up?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, folks. Listen to this. Amazon. Amazon's now going in, of course, in the brick-and-mortar business. They really are. Amazon to let Whole Foods shoppers pay with a swipe of their palm. Amazon.com Incorporated said it is rolling out biometric technology at all the Whole Foods stores around Seattle starting on Wednesday, letting shoppers pay for items with a scan of their palm. The move shows how Amazon is bringing some of the technology already in use at its namesake brick and mortar Go and bookstores to the grocery chain acquired in 2017. The system called Amazon One lets customers associate a credit card with their palm print. It offers a contactless alternative to cash and card payments, Amazon said. The deployment stops short of introducing Amazon's cashless technology at Whole Foods, which critics have said will result in job cuts. Amazon One will still require scanning items at checkout. The company said it will not impact jobs at Whole Foods. Amazon says biometric technology will be live at a Whole Foods nearest headquarters in Seattle on Wednesday. Will expand to 7 more stores in the metro area in coming months. So we're going further and further, folks. Now I'm going to say it right up front, into the mark of the beast technology. That's what it boils down to. You're going to be able to scan your palm and pay for your food. Now that's nothing really new. Walmart used to have hand scanners out years ago. Still do or not. You look on their counters and they had a look like a hand. You lay your hand on it, scan your hands. If it went away, I'll guarantee it's come back. It's hard to lose your hand, but you can lose a card. Once that's recognized in the system, you don't need your card. Please let this thing sink in, folks. This is leading to more tracking, tracing, controlling, knowing what you buy, when you buy it, where you bought it. And if they want to know more about you, they can find out by what you're purchasing. If you're a diabetic and you buy a cake, they'll know about it. if you're drawn Medicaid, Medicare, or whatever, and you get and you buy a cake, the diabetic thing say, well, we're going to put supplying you for the medical need because you're killing yourself by eating sweets. You say it won't happen. Folks, it's already started. It's here. Go ahead, Melody.
It is here, and it's, and you know what's interesting is, you know, usually on most any other website online, when you make a purchase, you have to put your credit card in, your, you know, all that kind of stuff. Hey, with Amazon, all you have to do is click the word buy, because they have all the info on you. They have you, they set you up on your their Prime, and they have the info. You just get billed. I mean, it's easy peasy.
Yes, it is.
And you know, it's pretty much the same way with your TV. Your mainstream QVCs and home shopping networks, same thing. You know, they have everything, and there's, I don't understand why people can't understand why, how the consumerism is so bad. It's not healthy.
No, it's
and,
not.
And yet, that's all we're, that's all we've been conditioned to do, is buy.
And
buy things.
Convenience makes it worse. Convenience makes it worse. It does. Do you remember COD?
Yes, I do. Do you remember green stamps?
The green stamps, yes, and the S&H green stamps. Remember? Yeah, I sure do.
Yep.
But it used to be your COD, and they delivered it to the post office. You wrote a check to the post office, and they pick up a package. But these things are all gone now because it's much more convenient to order a credit card. And I was talking to my grandson coming from Colorado to visit a few days. Don't get over the habit of buying at the spur of the moment because your emotions or something says buy something. Don't buy it. Wait a week or two. If you haven't needed it, then you save yourself money. Don't buy just because something strikes your fancy right on the spot, Melody. We've all done that, haven't we?
We've all done it. Still doing it.
And yeah, well, we have to distance ourselves because if we don't, we're going to end up. Yes. We get in trouble doing that sometimes. A lot of people have, and I know for a fact they have.
Yeah.
Arizona governor declares state of emergency.
Wait. I just want to go into it. It's really interesting. I pulled up the 2021 American Eagle sales totals by the month.
Okay, yes.
American Silver Eagles. I mean, you're looking at this month for April, and the month is almost April. It's only over a million. Last month it was 4 million. Month before that was 3 million, and in January it was closer to 4.7.
What happened?
It was almost 5 million. So the total for these up until from January to now is 13 million. So I'm surprised to see April be only at 1 million. That surprises me because I had thought it would, even if it was a little bit of a slow month, maybe 2 million or 3 million. Now you know why premiums went up.
Yep.
I think that's my belief. And
makes sense.
And does that then make you to stop buying them? No, because the premiums aren't going to come down. You know, but I do think they're a little excessive. And the Gold Eagles, January there were 220 ounces sold. February was 125. March was 66. In April, there's 28,000. And this is from the U.S. Mint. So we saw a little bit of a drop-off in purchasing, which I find kind of interesting. But one thing that I did note, there actually kind of makes up for the gold. There was 35,000 ounces of platinum sold.
Wow.
That's so they've been, yeah, well, it's a great buy. It's a great buy at this level. So that's smart. That's smart. So, alrighty, that's all I wanted to say.
Got three, four. I'm going to get on running out of time very quickly. It's going by fast. Anyway, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency at the southwest border in Arizona and said the state would deploy 250 National Guard troops to help the local law enforcement. U.S. Border Patrol was overwhelmed. Local law enforcement and mayors are calling out for help, the Republicans said Tuesday in a recorded statement. Citizens and our border communities are concerned for the safety and nonprofits that to pick up the pieces of broken federal policies are strained. Arizona is the first state to declare an emergency related to this year's rapid increase in arrests of people crossing the border illegally. Border Patrol agents made about 168,000 arrests at the border in March compared to 71,000 in December. The governor said the state would allocate $25 million to fund the National Guard mission. He didn't say how long the deployment would last. So if they are desperate, folks, Biden opened the borders up and they're flooding across like a tsunami. And the states are desperate. Law enforcement can't control it. They don't have the manpower. And they're coming across. I know that they don't like to use the word illegal any longer or the word alien, but they're illegal aliens. Call them what you like. They're here illegally. They get to come across the board, and we get to pay for it. Isn't that wonderful? And feed them.
And what people don't understand is we're not mad at them. We're mad at the government for allowing these programs and for allowing this to happen. That's how these people are being treated.
Yes.
Taking away the programs that kept the influx of these illegal aliens from, you know, overpowering the borders and the, you know, everything else that has been signed in the law since January. I mean, that's who we're upset with.
That's exactly right. And I got to get through a couple more stories because I think they're very important.
Yes, go ahead.
Nuclear war possible within days as Russia-Ukraine situation escalates out of control. United States Strategic Command has issued a posture review pointing out that an adversary may choose to use nuclear weapons first rather than wait until they are losing a war. The precise language, posture statement review, the spectrum of conflict today is neither linear nor predictable. We must account for the possibility of conflict leading to conditions which could very rapidly drive an adversary to consider nuclear use as their least bad option. When the United States Strategic Command puts out something like they just put out, it's time to be paying attention. Now, folks, this really is heating up. It truly is. That's a serious warning coming out from the United States Strategic Command. Putin warns against crossing Russia's red lines, talks up military advancement. Moscow will respond harshly, quickly, and asymmetrically to foreign provocations, Putin told an audience of Russia top officials and lawmakers. He added that he hoped for no foreign actor across Russia's red lines, according to a Reuters translation. Now, folks, this is getting very serious. Russia fires cruise missiles in Black Sea and lose dozens of fighter jets to border as Putin strangles the Ukraine. It comes as new satellite images show Russia expanding military lineup near Ukraine with Su-30 fighters lined up on a runway in Crimea, which were not there last month. Satellite image shows Russia expanding Ukraine buildup, including its Su-35s lined up on the runway. Didn't read that. All right. But Russia has estimated 150,000 troops within striking distance of the Ukrainian border, with numbers rising by the hour as Putin puts the country in a chokehold by surrounding it with soldiers and vehicles poised for an invasion. Putin annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, and since then, more than 14,000 people have died in 7 years of civil war between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed separatists in the disputed Donbass region. A ceasefire has fallen apart in recent months, with increasing outbursts of violence and threatened to erupt into a full-scale war. Melly, this has actually happened. Now, Russia and Cuba seek closer strategic partnership. Folks, Cuba can spit to Florida. President Vladimir Putin called Communist Cuba's new leader, Miguel Diaz-Canel, Tuesday to discuss strengthening the two countries' strategic partnership, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a message retweeted by NBC in Havana. You remember, this has been a long time ago, I'm just a boy, I can remember it though, the problem with Kennedy and Cuba, with the Russians wanting to put missiles in Cuba. You remember that standoff in 1964, I think it was, Melody?
I do.
We come close to a civil war then, but they've since then, Russia has put all kinds of armaments in Cuba. The call came the day after Diaz-Canel took over from Raul Castro as first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, the most powerful position in a one-party state that was an important Cold War ally of Russia. Castro and his brother Fidel, before him, had successfully held the post for more than six decades. In Tuesday's call, Putin said Diaz-Canel confirmed the mutual willingness to strengthen the strategic partnership as well as coordinate efforts in the fight against the spread of COVID-19, said the tweet. So Russia is building a strategic partnership with Cuba. Does that mean that they could put arms there as a strategic base near the U.S.?
Well, probably. They haven't already.
And, I'm sure they already have some there, no doubt.
And I remember my my friends from church in Missouri, when he was in the military in the early 60s, he monitored the messages in and out of the White House. They were stationed, I don't know, somewhere up in Greenland or someplace. And he said, people have no idea how close we came to having a nuclear war at that point in time. He says, nobody has any idea just how close we were.
Now we're 60 years later now. Wow. And Iran media celebrates explosion at sensitive Israel missile factory. We don't have time to get into all that, but some explosion in an Israel missile factory. Iran is tickled over it. And could they have something to do with it? It's possible. So I don't know. But we're seeing the advancement of rumors of wars and wars everywhere, just as prophesied in scriptures. We're seeing this happen right now, Melody, all over the world, not just the Middle East, but all over the world.
And you also have to remember that I personally don't believe that Joe Biden, he's being contained, he's being ruled, he has handlers, he's not making the decisions.
Of course he's
so
not.
It's a very scary situation. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Butch. And
all right.
Until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me.